FNC's buyer, Al-Qaeda strike huge win, Biden has had couple of good weeks. By Pam Key on August 1, 2022. FNC anchor Brett Baier said Monday on Fox News Channel's The Five that President Joe Biden has had a couple of good weeks because the U.S. military killed Al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri. He also included Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, agreeing to a deal with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, on a massive tax and climate package. Baier said, "We can confirm from two intelligence sources that Al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri has been killed by a CIA drone strike in Afghanistan over the weekend. And that is what President Biden will announce from the White House tonight at 7:30 Eastern Time." Discussing Biden's speech about the drone strike, Baier said, "This is a huge, huge win for the U.S., and we expect to hear that and where the fight goes from here as far as taking out other terrorists." Co-host Jesse Waters said, "Well, obviously a great win for the United States and a clear victory over terrorism. Politically for the president, we've just talked about it in the A block. How the administration and some in the media have been framing this as the resurgence of the Biden presidency and a few things about to be passed in Congress. And now this big strike announcement tonight. Do you think the president is going to look to capitalize on this momentum and head into August after being down for quite some time on the mat?" Baier said, "100%, Jesse. I mean, listen, you can't take away that this has been a couple of good weeks for the president. Who has been, we haven't seen too much of, he's been behind the scenes with COVID. But he is at least on the precipice of a couple of legislative wins. We don't know if it'll all line up, but it seems like it is. And obviously got the CHIPS bill now with this announcement. Again, it will be positive. You can't look at it any other way, and it will not take away from the horrible nature in which we got out of Afghanistan. But it will enable them to make the case that they're still fighting terrorists around the globe." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.